Okay, so growing up, I lived with my mom and my dad and my sister in Toronto, and we lived there until I was 10 years old. They had split up. My mom was a foster care worker, and we would always have different families come live with us from time to time because she would look after the children. And there was a particular family from Africa who was staying with us, and my mom, like we all were friends with the kids and the little babies. And there was a time where the baby was released back to the mother's care, and the mother had actually killed the child. And I think that put a lot of stress on my mom. And I'm not sure if it was that alone, but it was something that caused my mom and my dad to fight all the time. It was a pretty constant thing. And at 10 years old, that's when they sat us down, me and my sister, and said that we're going to split up. We're on a separation, and I am going to take you to Prince Edward Island to get a house there, and that's where we're going to grow up from that point on, where my grandparents lived at. So, coming to Prince Edward Island was kind of a shock. I was only 10, but we came to a house that was my mom had saved up for, my grandparents helped pay for. There was a, it was like over 100 years old. It was really, really creaky, really old. It needed a lot of work. And the place that we were in, it was in the middle of nowhere, so far away from civilization. Like our neighbors were so far away from us. So it was quite boring. I remember being bored a lot of the time, just nothing to do. Just me, my mom, my sister. And we eventually got some dogs, so that kind of, filled the time. But I was going through a process in my life where I kind of was bored of life. If this is all life had to offer me, I didn't really want it. And I started becoming depressed and just wondering more about life, what it's about, why we're here, why we eat and breathe and wake up and go to bed. Like, what is sleep? Like, I had so many questions. There just were no answers. My grandparents were Catholic. My so they did take us to Catholic services from time to time, and I was reminded by the Lord of a time where I was an actual altar server when I was 10, and I had done altar serving a couple times. But throughout that, I never really believed in God. A lot of the people that were in the church at that time were elderly. They were like an older crowd, and I felt like it was, this is where people come to die. This, they're in my head, they're just dealing with the thoughts of coming to the end of their life, and they need something to believe in to make them feel better. That's what I thought it was all about. And so I stopped going to church against my mom's will, but I never really believed in God, never believed in Jesus or anything spiritual in that sense. But I did love nature, so I spent a lot of time with nature, random bunnies running around in the countryside, fishing, although that's not kind of love towards fish, but I would catch them, and I'd see coyotes from time to time, and I would talk to birds, and I love the trees. So my friendship with nature kind of blossomed there, and I think that's what brought me into Wicca. That's where my search for otherworldly truths started there when I was involved with nature. I was already talking to things that weren't there, whether I believed in them or not. I had no friends. I was in the middle of nowhere, just by myself, completely isolated.